I used to go out to Ship Island. Ship Island was is one of the barrier islands just off the coast of my hometown of Gulfport. And on this particular barrier island, there is a fort called Fort Massachusetts that during the Civil War was manned by the first officially sanctioned regiment of African-American soldiers, Union soldiers in the Civil War, the Louisiana Native Guards. And I went out there every year on the 4th of July and never knew anything about this particular history of the island. There's no documentation or monument out there that tells us about their presence. And I got really interested in how, growing up, this history was lost or forgotten, lesser known. And that kind of historical erasure and historical amnesia is where I started in trying to write the poems in this collection. Elegy for the Native Guards. We leave Gulfport at noon, gulls overhead, trailing the boat, streamers, noisy fanfare, all the way to Ship Island. What we see first is the fort, its roof of grass, a lee, half reminder of the men who served there, a weathered monument to some of the dead. Inside we follow the ranger, hurried though we are to get to the beach. He tells of graves lost in the gulf, the island split in half when Hurricane Camille hit, shows us casemates, cannons, the store that sells souvenirs, tokens of history long buried. The Daughters of the Confederacy has placed a plaque here at the fort's entrance, each Confederate soldier's name raised hard in bronze, no names carved for the Native Guards, 2nd Regiment, Union men, black phalanx. What is monument to their legacy? All the grave markers, all the crude headstones, water lost. Now fish dart among their bones, and we listen for what the waves intone. Only the fort remains, near 40 feet high, round, unfinished, half open to the sky, the elements, wind, rain, God's deliberate eye.